Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're having a very interesting conversation with Helen Keat about downsizing, and we're going to continue that conversation.
Great. Thanks, Otto.
While we were offline here, we got into a little bit of another direction, which had to do with something we really haven't talked about yet, and that happens to be attitude and the mentality that goes on as far as this whole process goes. And Helen, whether we reveal this on the radio, had two hip replacements, which changed her outlook, and she's a young lady. And so it can happen at whatever age. So maybe we should talk a little bit about the mentality that goes on in the aging process.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's why I think it's important for families, when they can, as early as they can, bring up conversations. What if? Let's just talk about this, mom and dad. Or have mom and dad institute the conversation with their 40-plus kids who are busy with their lives. But, hey, let's take a look at this. When things come to a crisis situation, then you have hardened attitudes, and you're fighting a lot of resistance. As a certified senior advisor and those who are trained to deal with families, sometimes with an intermediary, you know, sometimes if the, you know, children and the parents are at odds with each other, sometimes it helps to bring in somebody too. Maybe it's your attorney. When it comes to those driving issues, that's a really good place to start. It's very hard for the child to, say, become all of a sudden the parent. And parents are going to resist that, especially the driving issues. So I'll always say, a lot of times, maybe you need to have your attorney or your doctor. You know, somebody with more of a different look on it. It's not the parent-child conversation.
Yeah, which is sensitive sometimes.
Very sensitive.
Depending on your relationship with your child or children. One of the things we talked about is the reality of attitude, and how you indicated, Graciela, that you had somebody who will remain nameless, but long story short, and a stubbornness to do something that will help you. Like somebody says that throw rug on the floor is
a
disaster waiting to be happen. Do something.
My father drove until he was 95. He lived till he was 100.
Oh, my goodness. Lovely.
And at 95, we said, this cannot go on any further. He drove me once to Roslyn Station in the rain, and I was a nervous wreck.
Goodness, remarkable. Plus,
he used to be a race car driver. So we said he couldn't drive anymore, and it was really a difficult thing, and we sold the car. First, we took away the keys, and he had an extra set, and he continued to drive. And then we said, we're selling the car. And he was furious. He was totally furious.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, of course, was very happy that we had done that. And she was never drove in her life. And he said, they sold my car and they took the money. And my mother she said, how dare you say something like that? It is not true. It was dangerous for you to continue to drive. It was a tough time.
You know, when you use the word downsizing, if you think about it, things like your car, putting your home where you live, forget about whether you're moving or not, there's downsizing factors that come into your life, whether you like the idea or not. Maybe you can't drive so hot anymore. Maybe you better throw those rugs out. Or maybe all that clutter that you have in the house should really go, because it's a hazard. You know, there's a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of things that come into play with the word downsizing.
I think the whole approach, certainly for children with their parents, you want to have respect and understand that the older adult, the parent, is fighting desperately to remain independent and have their own thought process. So I think no matter what, you want to keep conversations respecting their wishes, and then have, whether it's bringing in, you know, a doctor, an attorney, whoever. I've had seen cases where the attorneys would meet with the family and say to the parent, you've saved your whole life for your assets to leave to your children. Would you want to have a car accident, because maybe you shouldn't be driving now, and all of a sudden things change. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you need an authority figure to
exactly
come
what my mom said to my dad. She just said, do you want to have an accident and have a lawsuit and have everything taken away from you?
Mm-hmm.
That was what made sense. But even if you're not that old, we do things around our house that are not the safest. I fell down because of the habit of putting a package at the bottom of the stairs, mm-hmm. at the first step that you're going to take upstairs whenever, and I went to skirt it one step, and my foot slipped, and I had a fracture of my tibia.
Mm.
People don't realize the falls
number
compound.
One killer of seniors is falling. It's maybe not the direct fall, but it's the result of the fact that you fell causes a lot
right.
of other problems.
And just a silly little fall, one step.
Well, interesting you say that. You know, with all the preaching that I may do here once in a while, I find myself now being a lot more conscious of when I walk down the stairs, making sure I don't have both hands full.
Right.
Because I was very guilty of that, to be blunt about it. But now I try to make sure that I do have a handrail that I can hold, or if it's something I can throw down the stairs, I just throw it down.
Right. There are very simple adaptations you can have done to the home. You know, talking about your railings, grab bars in the shower. If somebody needs a shower seat to just be more careful.
And shower mat.
A mat, yes. And then there are also, you know, seats if somebody needs to sit in the shower and yours isn't built that way. And also some sort of lighting at night, on the soft lighting, so that, you know, when people get up in the middle of the night, they're not going to trip.
Now I leave the bathroom light on, low, and on a dimmer, and so there's always lighting once, if you need to get up in the middle of the night.
You know, in this day and age, it's almost hard to have a room that's dark, to be honest about it, because there's always something like lit, you know, between the television boxes and this, that, and whatever. There's usually some light, but I agree with you that you do have to have something that you can count on.
Well, and I think the first line of defense is making sure that you are safe and comfortable in your own home. Things will change at some point. Maybe you have to have a 5-10 year sort of plan where things will go from there. What if? Also, you want to be really in control of your finances. I think families should work together, whether it's your accountant, financial professionals. I've seen a number of families come to me. They didn't realize their mother took out a reverse mortgage to cover some of those costs. And what they thought was going to be their legacy now had no money left. That's the way you have to really be careful on those. Check them out. They are very good products in some cases. But there again, if people work together with their families, I think both these, couple of these cases, the mother made the decision by herself, didn't fully understand what she was taking on.
You know, I think finances in the older generation, which I am part of, was a topic that didn't get talked about a lot within families,
right.
for the most part, all right? Maybe some did, but for the most part, no. It was like a big secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did your father make? I have no idea, you know, whatever. You know, these were all secrets, but I think those secrets have to be unveiled.
Right. So sometimes it comes with the story. Absolutely. The parent, I understand that they want to remain independent. I'm making my own decision. But a lot of these things have become very complex, and maybe it needs that little, you wouldn't want this to happen, Mom. Let's look at this, because these are complex decisions, products.
Well, sometimes you have to keep some control. You have to give up some control.
Yeah.
You know, in order to, while you're able, you have to be able to have an input on what goes on, because the day may come when you won't be able, and then you're going to be at the mercy of anybody.
That's absolutely right, Otto. If you start these conversations before it would even apply, maybe you're 15, 20 years down the road, but you start exploring how these things work, what are the options, planning ahead. If I'm going to stay in my house, I've got to have money to put in the new heater in another 10 years. Maybe I'm going to put in the new roof. My taxes will probably go up. My utilities will go up. Now I'm going to be doing lawn care for a larger yard that I might not need. So looking at all the different aspects
of
the home.
You, one of the things you talked about, which I liked, was the continuing of care.
Yeah, continuum of care, yeah.
Maybe to explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, it's life, and knock on wood, we're all going, hopefully, for a very long 100-plus. I have a neighbor who's 102. Yes, God bless her. So we start in the community housing, and then it might become some of the younger boomers, it's lifestyle housing. Active adult communities with all kinds of golf, tennis, community centers, that sort of thing. And then as things go forward, it's more service-enriched housing. So that's where you come to, assisted living, continuing care facilities, certainly nursing home. We'd all like to avoid the nursing home. I think there's a lot more coming now through the community-based services. So I think everybody should really look into, and I know across the United States, just like North Hempstead, they have to get better at providing services for the aging public and bringing it to them. There's a lot of new options. Maybe it's, we have what we call our natural occurring senior centers in some of our co-ops. They've grown old together. They have very good senior centers right there, bringing in all sorts of services. So these are the options.
If you happen to be fortunate enough to live in that kind of environment, I think it's good. Unfortunately, I think there may be a possibility in everybody's life that you get to a point where that last category where you just need a lot of service.
Yes.
And nobody really likes that idea, but the facts are when you get to that point, then it's just for everybody's best that, that's
weird. A lot of elderly people really react against having people help them.
Right.
We are in the wind-down stage here. We're in the last 25 seconds of the show. So, Helen, we thank you for being here.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Love to extend this conversation some other time.
Thank you.
Downsizing is, as I said, a very difficult issue for people as they move along in life, and requires a lot of thinking and planning. And I believe that's the big message here, is to try to plan.
And what they've said, too, is where we grow old matters. It means whether we're age healthy and independent or not.